Good evening, folks. Dice Roll Zine Ramblecast, Episode 9, 2-Minute Review. Campaign Notebook by Silverwing Armory. Now, I ordered the Campaign Notebook by Silverwing Armory a couple of weeks ago before I went on holiday, so I just had a chance to look at it in the last couple days. This notebook is really cool. I'm definitely going to be using this. I love it. The cover kind of looks like an old Norse book. It's got a kind of a rune, looks like a compass rose type rune on the cover. There's a little sheet inside the campaign notebook which describes what the rune means. It's also got an elegant little graphic border around it. There's a wonderful hand-stitched hemp thread spine kind of holding the whole notebook together. And the cover... there's a neat little illustration of a map on the inside. The cover is 80-pound cardstock with a little fold-over section which acts as a page marker, which is really, really clever. I like that. That's totally cool. I got the 100-page version. The notebook also comes in 60 and 80-page versions. It's 5.5 inches by 8.25 inches. The paper is FSC paper, certified paper, if that matters to you, which is the Forest Stewardship Council certified paper, so it's environmentally friendly. The inside of the notebook features an index page where you can list your campaign and adventures and the pages that they're on. And each of the pages is lined, but very lightly, so as not to be too dark. And in the bottom corner, there's a blank space, so you can write in a page number or you can write in whatever symbols or whatever the heck it is that you want to write in there. I love this notebook. I'm a bit of a notebook fetishist. I love notebooks. I collect them. I get them whenever I can. I have dozens of them. Sometimes I use them, sometimes I don't. I will definitely be using this one for my next D&D campaign. So there you have it. 2-minute review. Silverwing Armory, the campaign notebook. You can, I'm going to give this 3.5 metal horns out of 4. The only reason it doesn't get 4 metal horns is because being a role-playing game campaign notebook, it would have been nice if there was some graph paper on some of these pages, maybe at least in a section or somewhere in there. It's awesome. Totally awesome. 3.5 metal horns out of 4. For more information, you can go to www.silverwingarmory.com. Now that's armory with a U. Yes, Silverwing Armory is a Canadian company, so there's a U in there. You Americans, don't be tricked by the spelling. On their website, you can also find links to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and they have an Etsy store where you can buy their stuff. So all those links are on their website. Now, I realize I forgot to list the prices for the various notebooks. So the Silverwing Armory Standard Notebook, 60 pages, is $8 Canadian. The GM Expansion at 80 pages is $11 Canadian. And the World Builder, which is the version I got, is 100 pages, and that's $14 Canadian. All excellent values as far as I'm concerned. Now we come to the new feature on the Dice Roll Zine Ramblecast, OSR Metal Shoutouts. Now what this feature is going to be is shoutouts to people or books, other things, websites, blogs, stuff that I really like in the OSR. So the inaugural OSR Metal Shoutout goes out to Jason Hobbs, the man behind Hobbs and Friends of the OSR podcast and the Random Screed podcast here on Anchor. Jason, you're a much beleaguered figure lately, undeservedly so in my opinion, so stay strong, brother. I respect what you do. So this one goes out to you. Fucking metal!
Hey Steve, this is Jason Hobbs from Random Screed. Hey, I finally found your metal shout out, man. Thank you, I appreciate it. I don't know what you see in me, but I appreciate it. I really do, man. It's a good song. I don't know if it's better than the Tesla that you played at the end of episode 10, though. Keep it going, man. You are an entertaining individual. I'm very, very glad I got the opportunity to get your zine from Dell last year at Gamehole, and I really enjoy gaming with you online in the Matt's group. So, as always, buddy, it's a pleasure to know you. So, thank you very much, and enjoy your podcast and your zine. So, thanks again, man. Later.
Hi, this is John from Red Dice Stories. Very much enjoyed the two-minute review of the campaign notebook. I was just wondering what particularly makes it worth the sort of £8 price tag when you can pick up like an A5 like notebook just off like Amazon for like £2-3 with about 200 pages in. So I just wondered if there's anything that particularly makes these stand out that would make it worth spending like four times as much on the actual notebook, besides like having a cool cover on it. Anyway, enjoyed the review. Take care. Catch you soon.
Hey, John. Steve here. Thanks for your call-in. Regarding the value of the campaign notebook compared to a notebook you can get off of Amazon, totally not in the same ballpark. Paper quality wise and cool cover wise, absolutely the campaign notebook has it, but the economies of scale and producing these types of things do not work in a very small one woman operated Canadian manufacturing company. So you're totally right. Amazon is probably a better bet for the consumer's point of view, but getting the campaign notebook, you are supporting a small Canadian company, and also it's environmentally friendly paper. So it really depends on your frame of mind or philosophy when it comes to those types of things. But thanks for your call, John. Talk to you again soon. Bye.